And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary, rapid support forces reached Monday in the capital. The UN says more than 185 have been killed and more than 18,000 injured.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. Michael Latit for VOA News, Khartoum.
As Reuters' Angela Johnston reports, world players like those in the West have a great stake in what's happening in Sudan.
Western powers, including the U.S., had swung behind a transition towards democratic elections following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. After a military coup in 2021, they suspended financial support and backed a plan for a new transition and a civilian government.
Thank you very much.
Western powers also fear the potential for a Russian base on the Red Sea, which Sudanese military leaders have expressed openness to.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. A group of seven foreign ministers vowed to intensify sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine as they wrapped up their meeting hosted by Japan Tuesday. They said that we remain committed to intensifying sanctions against Russia, coordinating and fully enforcing